This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. Donald Trump won North Carolina by more than 180,000 votes in last November's presidential election. He won all seven swing states and the popular vote. None of this seems to matter to North Carolina's U.S. Senator Tom Tillis, who claims to be a Republican. The Wall Street Journal recently delivered an explicitly detailed account of how close Tillis came to voting no and derailing the confirmation of Trump's choice for Defense Secretary, military veteran Pete Hegseth. Seems Tillis worked feverishly behind the scenes to investigate otherwise disproven assertions. He tried to coerce Hegseth's former sister-in-law to sign an affidavit, alleging that Hegseth abused his ex-wife. There was only one problem. Hegseth's ex, Samantha, went public and refuted her sister. Tillis changed his mind and voted yes only minutes ahead of the Senate roll call, but not before Trump and VP J.D. Vance spent 2 days urging him to do the right thing. Trump took a bullet during his campaign. North Carolina Republicans need to take a stand. Deliver a worthy, loyal opponent to challenge Tillis in the 2026 primary. Enough is enough. I'm Steve Woodward, and I just teed off.